Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is our Fox Sports Radio NBA insider, Mark Medina. Mark, what's up, brother?
Chris, Rob, I'm doing great. Chatting with you guys. I hear that you're not really keen on this Steph LeBron rivalry, though. What's up with
that's
that?
That's right, Funky Cole. That's me, Funky Cole Medina.
I wasn't that down on it, but Robbie, so you think it's a rivalry, Mark?
Well, it's not. I don't think it's Larry Bird, Magic Johnson.
Okay.
I think like when we're thinking of this current NBA generation, we're going to think about Steph and LeBron because of all the finals matchups and how each player has been a generational talent. I know it's not like the same as Magic Bird, but since when is anything like Magic Bird?
I agree.
No,
I agree. Also battling for rings.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a real rivalry, Mark, from the standpoint that. I don't know. I just never looked at when Kevin Durant was with the Warriors, it was about Durant and LeBron. That's why I think it's hard to really look at that. You remember that shot that Durant made in LeBron's face? Do you remember that? Because they were guarding each other. That's why I don't think the Steph thing fits. I get the ring total, you know, and trying to get more rings in that era. But I just never looked at it, honestly, as a rivalry.
Yeah, no, you had a good point. I mean, KD hit that dagger shot not just once, but twice. Like,
right.
It was the same location in two different finals. And I know that the ring count's different head-to-head. And I think what else is fascinating is that there's, as much as there's like a lot of respect between Steph and LeBron, there is some underlying tension of the idea that, hey, well, from LeBron's point of view, Steph won with KD 2 out of 4 times, right? And from Steph's point of view, it's like, well, I've been with one team, and LeBron's been, you know, been going on other teams and getting guys on his team and all that, while I've stuck with one organization. So I think it is really interesting, kind of that subtle stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah, if it's a rivalry, it's a relatively new one. Now that I mean, they're clearly the two defining players of this generation. And they happen to be facing each other in the finals all these times. That's, or even now in the playoffs, I think that's where we're now starting to think of it like, wow, maybe this is a rivalry, you know. But let's move on, but let's stay with this series. Do you think, like last night, the Lakers obviously looked great. Anthony Davis, though, goes 43 minutes. LeBron goes 40. And AD was even talking about, but actually both of them addressed the pace and needing rest after the game. So now that they're going to every other day, do you think that this pace, that fatigue is going to be a factor? I kind of think it could be a factor for the Lakers' two best players, AD and LeBron, and that could have an impact on this series. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's an ultimate chess match here because I think that the Lakers definitely made a statement getting a road win. Anthony Davis is dominant. I think it's been said time and time again that as much as we all know how important LeBron James is with his health and his play with the Lakers, it's usually started with how aggressive Anthony Davis is. He can take care of everything else with allowing flexibility for how LeBron plays, his workload. Can, you know, other guys hit shots or not? But I also look at the other side of the coin that I think that the Warriors really approached game one as a feel out game and say, hey, like, let's allow the Lakers to take their best shot and we'll just collect everything and then go from there. Clearly, they have a lot of things to address with getting more foul calls, Steph Curry playing more and making more shots, Draymond Green and Kevon Looney improving their defense. You know, maybe having Jonathan Kuminga as an option to guard Anthony Davis. So, you know, this series is obviously far from over, but I think after one game, I'm really intrigued. What direction does the book of adventure go? Do we see, you know, the Lakers really using this as a momentum shift? Or to your point, does the accumulation of playing every other day catch up to them and give the Warriors an opening to, you know, counterpunch? Because they've been championship tested before. And they know that the first game ultimately doesn't always mean a whole lot.
Funky Cole, let me ask you about the 76ers and the Celtics. And
yeah.
I know people in Boston, I mean, that was a punch in the face. I mean, James Harden with the big game, 45, no Embiid, won the MVP. Was that a message there? Or if you're Philly, do you try to squeeze another one? You're happy you got the split, and I guess Embiid's playing tonight, correct, Chris? Right?
He's playing
tonight.
Yeah,
how big of a game is this for the Celtics? I mean, at home,
I think it's must win. I mean, look, mathematically, if they're down 2-0, they could still come back. But I feel like if the Sixers win this game, the Sixers win this series. I think it was inexcusable that the Celtics lost Game One without
Joel Embiid.
That's
a terrible loss.
Yeah.
And look, James Harden, it's not the first time he's had, you know, a 45-point performance. I think it's the second time, and he's had 10 40-point performances in the playoffs. But that's when he was the guy on the team. And I just feel like when you look at the Sixers versus the Celtics, especially without Joel Embiid, it's James Harden having to do everything, and the Celtics having a lot of depth. And they didn't put any of it to use. It's been very confounding, this Celtics team this season, because at times they look incredibly unstoppable. It looks like they have great chemistry. They have depth, good coaching. But then when they feel like they can afford to coast, they wound up doing that. And then they lose bad games against inferior teams. In this case, the Sixers are a good team, but being undermanned. So I would think that this wakes up the Celtics, but in the playoffs, you know, every team is a good team. This isn't, you know, the dog days in February where you can skate by. So, yeah, I think it all comes down to who wins this game tonight.
What do you Phoenix now? Obviously, they're down 0-2 and they don't have Chris Paul. Is there any way? I mean, at this point, it's kind of like, can they get a couple of games maybe? I mean, what do you see? What do they have to do to win without Chris Paul? And how much of a chance are you really giving them in this series now that he's out for at least the next three games?
Yeah, I fear, Chris, that this is basically falling like a house of cards, because while the Suns could technically still win because they have Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, they've been playing really well, with the exception of KD missing a few shots in game two. It feels like in order for them to win now, they have to just go balls out and get 30, 40 just to have a chance to win, because they don't
both
have anyone
them.
Else.
They don't have enough depth, though, do they, on their bench? Like, where are the other guys?
They don't. And here's the thing, Rob. I don't fault the Suns for making the KD deal. I mean, it's Kevin Durant. Even if he's having injury issues, when he's on the court, I think he's the most dominant scorer and most efficient scorer. And when you look at that point in time, it's not like the Suns were really looking like they're going to become a contender.
No, they had no chance. Yeah.
Yeah, they were in fifth place. They're, you know, just kind of hovering in the middle of the pack. They needed this kind of move, but it very much felt like they're at the poker table. They had lost their chips, and the only way to get the car back is to put the house up, you know, at the table. And so with this, I feel like they exposed themselves maybe even a lot earlier than I anticipated. I thought that there would be a window that because of the great town and the fact that I think from X's and O's, there wouldn't be much of a feeling out process that they could do this. But health was always going to be a thing that you have to worry about. And it just wound up happening that it blew up in their face in the second round as opposed to later in the playoffs.
That's a great point, because I think most people look at it like, man, they blew it with the trade for Durant because they gave up their depth. But that team wasn't going anywhere.
No, they had to make a move.
They
might be
in the exact same place, you know, that they are now, if that. So
yeah,
they took a shot, and
Yeah, and look, I mean, Mikal Bridges is a great player. I mean, remarkably durable, great two-way player.
You mean
player.
Brooklyn Bridges. What are you saying?
but to the other point, like, Jay Crowder wasn't coming back. So, like, you almost kind of X him out of the equation. And to the larger point, while they had depth, they had a lot of good role players in past years where they would talk openly, hey, we have strength in numbers like the Warriors. That's just not what their identity was this season. It was all Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, and Chris Paul. And I think, you know, they've all played reasonably well, but the problem is they've all have had overlapping injuries.
No, that's great stuff. That's our man, Mark Medina. Awesome stuff, Funky Cold Medina.
That's right. We appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you guys.
Later.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
If you're hearing this promo right now, it means you're listening to some other show. Well, why the hell are you doing that?
Yeah, get your priorities straight.
Well, maybe, Tony, they listened to this week's episode already.
I don't care. Listen to it again.
Yeah, great point there, Tony. Anyway,
you.
So you listening out there, make sure and go do that and listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got our man Eddie House, NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about these NBA playoffs. So that'll be good. You want to keep it locked for that. But until then, let us go to football, where Aaron Rodgers looks like he grew up wanting to play for the New York Jets, Rob. I mean, my goodness, he is all over the town, which is great. He's at the Rangers playoff games. He's at the Knicks playoff games. He actually said on Pat McAfee's show, Rob, that he has to pinch himself every day to make sure this is real. Or, you know, that's a paraphrase, but he did say pinch himself because he's enjoying himself so much. So he is living it up. And today, he's probably even happier today because they signed one of his boys, Randall Cobb, 32-year-old receiver, soon to be 33. Hasn't really been starting caliber in about 4 or 5 years, but they sign him. They bring him to the Jets. And, Rob, remember that wish list story that was out there, that report by Deanna Russini that Rodgers shot down? Well, it seems like it was pretty accurate. You know, they went and got Alan Lazard, who was on the quote-unquote wish list. They went and got Randall Cobb, who was on the quote-unquote wish list. They tried to get OBJ, who was on the quote-unquote wish list. So Mercedes Lewis, I think, was also in there. We'll see if he's coming down the pike. But Aaron Rodgers, Rob, so far so good in that not only is he hanging out with his new teammates, who's at the game last night with Sauce Gardner, the Knicks, and the Heat, but he also is at practice throwing with the new receivers. And another thing he said on McAfee, Rob, was that he compared Garrett Wilson. I mean, obviously, he didn't say he's as good as Devontae Adams, but he said he reminds him of that. He reminds him of Devontae Adams, and Garrett Wilson is special. There's no doubt about that. So, Rob, what are your early thoughts? I mean, obviously, what really is going to matter is how they play football. But so far, Aaron Rodgers has been engaged, to say the least, and it started with his press conference, where he willingly and unsolicitedly, unprovoked, brought up Super Bowls. So he really seems, this might rejuvenate him. It certainly seems that way at this point.
I just think when you go to a new town, I don't know, Chris, you know, you've moved from different places to different places, and it does rejuvenate you, right? I mean, I've had 30 jobs, you know, when I left the Detroit Free Press, and I went to Newsday. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I'm a columnist in New York now. And then when I left and went to the Detroit, back to the Detroit News, you know, like, it feels different. And in this case, there's nothing to do in Green Bay. Let's just be honest, okay? Like, so there was no
he
photo
got more
op.
Stuff going on his block in New York,
right?
Chris, in the whole town.
What,
of Green
what
Bay.
Photo ops over the last 17 years in Green Bay were there? Right.
Right.
I mean, really, and you come to New York. I told you when I went into the Holland Tunnel, right? That right before. Have you seen it? Have you been? You come through New York. Have you been driving or taking
the
train?
Holland Tunnel? Yeah. No,
yeah,
I
but
mean,
you
I've,
see?
Yeah.
Have you right? You take the Holland Tunnel.
Yeah.
There's a big billboard there. One of those, you know, that changes and lights and all that. Right there as you're going into the because when I went to MLB Network, I was coming back and I saw it bright as day. And now you come to New York and people want to take you out. You know, like, hey, we want to take you out. We want to show you the town. What a great town this is. There's so much to do. You're at a Rangers playoff game. You're at a Knicks playoff game. You know, like, that's what you do when you go to New York. So I think he's doing all of that. It would be weird if you didn't see him around, I think, given that you know, at that age, you feel like you have a new lease on life. That don't mean you're going to win anything, but it's just a different feel to me from years gone by. And he's probably this guy grew up in Northern California, Chris, not that far from San Francisco, right?
Right. He's not a small town.
He's not a small town guy, but he lived in Green Bay for a long time. And I bet you he's feeling like, man, what have I been doing like all these years? Like,
well, remember we heard Kevin Garnett after he went to Boston and won championships. And I mean, Rob, I think this is crazy to say, it seems, feels like, but I think people think of Kevin Garnett as a Celtic more than they do as a Minnesota Timberwolf.
I don't know.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Really? Because he obviously won it with the Boston Celtics.
He played a long time in Minnesota. Came out of high school.
Both of his better years individually were obviously in Minnesota. But remember, they went, like 8 straight years or something without making the playoffs.
And
or at least getting out of the first round, maybe. But it was – and then he did go to the conference finals one year with Sam Cassell and Latrell Sprewell.
Yeah, I do remember that.
But he did say, Rob.
That was Flip Saunders, right, Chris? The late Flip Saunders? Was he the coach?
Yeah, Flip was the coach. Flip was the coach.
I can't believe
he did. But he did say that he wishes he had, you know, done it earlier. And as much as he didn't want to leave Minnesota. So
maybe Devontae Adams wanted out of Green Bay. Like he's got a lot of history and wearing that jersey, but there's another life. And I'm not saying when you're playing a football game, you don't have to – I'm sure Aaron Rodgers has a place there in Green Bay that costs nothing, and then he has a place, a couple of places, probably in Miami and then Northern California, Chris. You know what I mean? But it's different when you can get out and move around the city as a star player, as a player people recognize. This guy was on track at one point – to replace Alex Trebek on Jeopardy. Do you know what I'm saying? Like he's a celebrity.
No doubt. And I think, Rob, fairly or unfairly. Now, look, when Aaron Rodgers was traded, heck, before he was traded to the Jets, when the rumors were out there, when he confirmed it, the expectations in New York were high. They were high. That they're going, you know, and you and I thought, okay, he's going to be 40. He's coming off a bad year. You know, is he really going to be able to deliver on that? Now, Rob, and this isn't his fault. I mean, unless you want to, I wouldn't blame him. I actually thought I liked him taking up the challenge. But, you know, the press conference, he brings up the Super Bowl and, you know, that third Super Bowl III trophy looks awfully lonely and, you know, now he's out and about, which is great and what he should be doing, but still he's out and about. And now they've gone out and not only got Allen Lazard, who's still a guy that is in his prime and could help them, but they also go get Randall Cobb, who clearly is just a move you make for Aaron Rodgers to make him feel comfortable. Maybe at best we can say it, you know, he can help the young receivers, you know, adapt to Rodgers and learn the offense
more like the
and
comfort
all that
factor. I think
for Rodgers, right?
I want this guy. Who do you want around? Do you want somebody who's a glue? You know what I mean? Like, hey, Randall Cobb is my guy. He's not going to catch that many balls. There are guys, Chris, that have a spot that don't play that much. You know what I mean? In case somebody gets hurt,
absolutely.
And so that's what that is. Randall Cobb's not coming to be the number two receiver or anything like that. He's coming to just be there to make him comfortable. And I give him credit. Like, everybody has a guy, and he's taking care of Randall Cobb. Randall Cobb, he
putting money in Randall's pocket.
No, right. Randall Cobb was done before, Chris.
Yeah, Randall Cobb. Right. You know, he's indebted to Aaron Rodgers. But, Rob, my point is this. After all this, and again, I don't fault Rodgers for any of it. He's just doing what people would do, go out and have fun. I'm in New York City. Oh, I can go to the Knicks playoff game, sit in the front row. This is great. But I think now I'm going to get my boy, you know, bring Cobby. We'll have some fun together in New York. But I think, Rob, he better deliver. You know New York. He had better deliver anyway. Right? Even if he was just had his press conference and gone back to California or wherever he lives, gone back to the darkness, whatever, he still had better deliver. But now that he is clearly so much enjoying himself in New York, that he has himself brought up Super Bowls, that they're bending over backwards to bring him to players that are going to make him feel comfortable, Heck, we could be honest. They probably hired the offensive coordinator for him. And they've done all this, Rob. And I'm just saying he had better deliver. Now, if after they've done all this, he goes out and plays like he did last year, he extends on his streak of 22 straight games without throwing for 300 or more yards, and it really becomes 30, 35, whatever. If they don't make the playoffs, I think the criticism will come in heaps and bounds. And so, I'm starting to think he might deliver.
Yeah, I don't think that people are saying he has to win a Super Bowl.
I'm not saying that. Okay, I think a deep playoff run.
Okay.
I think the Jets
haven't won anything in a long time. But they've been to the playoffs. They didn't make the playoffs last year. I'm just saying, like, they didn't even make the playoffs last year.
Right.
So I'm talking about the Super Bowl thing. Like, that's the gravy if he can do that or get them to some sort of deep playoff run. But nobody's going to him like, oh, he better win next year. Like, I don't think the Jets are built that way. The AFC is stacked, Chris, with a lot of good teams. In their own division, there are two good teams. I think that if he does that, then people will – it will boost up his stock if they can make a run or get to the AFC championship game or something like that. But I don't think anybody – and it all depends. If he plays poorly, he'll be criticized. But if the defense falls apart or something, or, you know, there's some other angle to it, I don't know if he'll be totally blamed if he plays well and say the defense takes a step back.
If
the
he's great good. And the defense struggles, I mean, people will
look at
I
it.
I think
and,
there'll right. be a balance there. He'll still probably get some criticism, but, yeah, I think there'll be a balance.
Right. If he plays poorly, they'll criticize him.
I don't mean – when I say deliver – I mean, New York, a lot of New Yorkers are thinking they got a chance to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm saying, I think deliver, Rob, would be make the playoffs, look like a legit Super Bowl contender during the season, and maybe win a playoff game. And, you know, there's a feel around you that this team, they might be able to do it. Even if you get beat in the second round.
Right. Remember,
Buffalo got beat in the second round, but there's, you know, is a feel like, hey, they're right there.
And who knows?
I think they need to see that.
And maybe Buffalo, Chris, is going the other way after last.
There's questions, but I think that's what Rodgers needs to deliver. I agree with you. I'm not thinking Super Bowl, but a lot of New York is. You know how New York is, and like you said, the Jets haven't won in ages.
Aaron Rodgers wasn't even born. Chris.
Right, Aaron Rodgers wasn't even born when the Jets won the championship.
Right, they've been waiting for the Knicks to win another championship.
He wasn't even born when the Knicks won a championship.
I mean, come on, like we know that. We both worked in that town, man. Are you kidding?
Right.
The only thing
right.
they could count on the Yankees and the Yankees haven't won since 2009, Chris.
And the big three.
Well, the Giants won three Super Bowls over the last 25 years, right?
Yeah.
The Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's it.
Yep.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We were talking about last night's great, great, fantastic game, I thought, between the Lakers and the Warriors. Won by the Lakers, 117-112, game one. But it was such an unusual game, Rob, in that the Lakers were virtually all inside and the Warriors were virtually all outside. And, you know, we always talk about, especially, you know, people get into the GOAT conversation and, you know, today's players versus those of yesteryear and all that and how the game has changed and it's a different game, so on and so forth. And, Rob, I thought last night, obviously not a perfect comparison, but I thought last night was a glimpse, maybe the closest thing I've seen in recent memory, to 90s basketball versus 2020s basketball, where with the Lakers, you had the big man in the middle who was the focal point of the team, like you used to have in the NBA in a lot of cases. He was protecting the rim. He was rebounding. He was blocking shots. They were playing inside out. And they were essentially trading two-point shots for three-point shots. The Lakers made 6 three-pointers, and the Warriors made 21. The Lakers shot 29 free throws, and the Warriors shot 6.
Well, there's your game right there.
But a lot of people would look at it and say, if the three-point discrepancy, we've talked about it before. A lot of times you can just look at the three-pointers
and
determine who's
going
to win the game.
Right, just always take a look at that. Not the rebounds anymore, Chris. Not any other stat.
It's right, like, I mean, that's an oversimplification, but in a lot of times that is a big impact. But my point is, Rob, for those that want to think about a matchup like that, what you saw last night is how it used to be when you had to go against Patrick Ewing, when you had to go against Hakeem Olajuwon, when you had to go against Shaq or David Robinson or Alonzo Mourning, Rob, that was the greatest era of centers in the league history.
They were everywhere, Chris. They were everywhere.
Now it's last night, it was like the Warriors hadn't seen a shot blocker.
Right.
You know what I mean? They just stopped going into the paint. At the rim, they were under the rim, in the paint, kicking it out. And so to me, Rob, again, I know it's not a perfect comparison, but I thought that was we wonder what it would be like to see those games. And people generally say, Rob, well, if you're trading twos for threes, like Shaq would be destroying people today. But some people would say, yeah, but the other opponent would put him in pick and roll and shoot the three over him. And you're trading twos for threes, and you can't win that way. Well, last night the Lakers won that way. And so I just thought it was intriguing, Rob, and that's kind of how I ended up looking at it. Like, wow, that really was like old school basketball for the Lakers kind of versus new school for the Warriors.
Did it feel good to you or did it feel strange? Like, I get the comparison. What did it feel like?
The game I thought was fantastic.
Right. The game itself.
I loved it. Yeah, I loved the game.
Except the 14-0 run by Golden State. Like what was that?
No, I mean, that was just a good comeback.
I'm just saying they had, like, the Lakers were in control of that game, and then all of a sudden it looked like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You think uh-oh.
Oh, well, look, we picked the Warriors, so, you know, you pull for your pick. I thought they could have come back, but they did tie it. So they kind of, you know, I thought at that point they might get the win. But it's going to be interesting, Rob, because, you know, as great a shooting team as they are, they're the best shooting team in the league. Really, probably the only team that ever shot better than them. I don't even care what the statistics say. But the team that's probably shot better than them was the Warriors when they had Durant instead of Wiggins. Right? And so, but even no matter how great you shoot it, you're still shooting from 20 to 30 feet out. And that's just not as certain. I don't care how good you shoot. It ain't as certain as somebody that's getting them in the paint or from the free throw line.
No doubt about it. But they still will live and die by that. And it will be interesting to see how it plays out if the Warriors, Chris, and you said they was it 21-6 in three-pointers?
Yeah. So point-wise, was that 63-18, which is astronomical.
But still, those free throws, the freebies are a lot. 29-6.
They outscored them 20 by 20. They hit 25, the Warriors hit 5. So that's 20 points.
Yeah, I mean, that's 20 points. And what'd they lose by? 5? What was this final?
Yeah.
Lost by 5.
Yep. But I do think, and see, Rob, a lot, and I don't want to go into a GOAT conversation or anything like that, but this is what you and I talk about and others. About the 80s, 90s. We get it. They weren't shooting a three ball like this and all that. But when you went into the paint, man, it was resistance. Like you said, this wasn't an anomaly. It wasn't like one dude like Anthony Davis doing this. Giannis doesn't even do this, Rob, because he's out playing perimeter defense a lot. You know, I mean, that dudes back then, you had Isaiah Thomas had to know how to finish over a Patrick Ewing. You know, now, and like I said, the Warriors, it just looked like they weren't used to it. And I think, Rob, what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to pull up. Everything can't be a three, and obviously they didn't shoot all threes. They basically half their shots. It was 53 out of 106 were threes. But they got to pull up and probably shoot some paint shots. You might not go all the way to the rim at Davis, but you got to shoot some paint shots. You got to draw fouls on him. And I thought there were times when Looney, and I get it, he's not a scorer. Looney or Wiggins or somebody would get rebounds inside Draymond, offensive rebounds, and they kick it out. I think you got to go up with that. I get it. They kick it out, and a lot of times they hit threes. But go up, and maybe you draw a foul. They got to put some pressure on Anthony Davis so he can't just live in that paint like that and disrupt everything they're trying to do.
So I don't know if AD is playing at his caliber, Chris. He's almost unstoppable. Like, they don't have anybody to stop him.
Well, they don't have, like, they're small, Rob. Kevon Looney's like 6'9", and he's their only big man. And Draymond's a center, but he's about 6'6".
6'7", right? Max?
Yeah, like Max. I've been around Draymond. I mean, 6'6", 6'7". And LeBron is bigger. LeBron's about the same size as Looney. Like, LeBron's actually playing big, too. He had 3 block shots. They are protecting that rim. Jared Vanderbilt is a long 6'9". And I think
so is the only way the Warriors can win? Do they have to shoot the lights out from the perimeter, or do they?
That's pretty much what it is.
But they went away from that, and the free throws tell you they went away from penetrating and going in. You can't be
They're one of the lowest teams in the league at free throws.
Because they
shoot so many jumpers. Yeah.
Right, but I'm saying you can't totally abandon it. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, Steph attacked the rim against Sacramento, but Sacramento doesn't protect. They don't have great rim protection. I picked the Warriors. I think they can overcome it. I don't think Davis, like we said, right, offensively is going to be like this, Rob. I think the zone will slow him down. I think that they got to try to draw some fouls. Yeah, you got to drive on him. I'm sure Steve Kerr, one of the things he's telling them is attack. And Nate, one thing I didn't see, Rob, from them were any, and I'm sure they did one or two, but pump fakes. Like, they pump fake for threes. They do that all the time. They'll pump fake, you go up in the air, and then they'll shoot a three. But when they drove to the bucket, they kind of went up all the time rather than doing a pump fake, getting Davis in the air, then going up, drawing that contact or what, you know, they just went right at him. Those finger rolls, which were beautiful, Steph was throwing up against San Antonio, or, Sacramento, you know, the Gervin-like finger rolls. I don't know if you're going to be able to do that against them.
Chris,
you probably
got
to go up a little stronger.
I'm not saying that there's a conspiracy or the games are fixed, but when AD gets those two early fouls in game
tomorrow,
two.
Tomorrow, you talking about?
Yes.
Well, he only had two. He only had two in game one.
I get you it. Know? I'm just saying, remember, we'll go back to this. When he gets the two early fouls, and that'll alter the game plan. That's all I'm saying.
Well, if he has to sit out, Rob. Well, I think a bigger thing, Rob, I think he and LeBron going to feel it fatigue-wise. I really do. And none of the Warriors played 40 minutes. But LeBron and AD went 40 for LeBron and 43 for AD. So it's great, though. It's a great contrast in styles. And, Rob, I've always said the one thing, the advantage the Lakers would have over Golden State, I mean, this dates back years, is their size.
Right.
Their size. And there just aren't many teams like that back nowadays in the NBA, Rob. And it shows you that, you know, the value of that type of game, even in the three-point shooting era.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.